This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We can help you if you're dealing with a health challenge or you know someone or you have a loved one who's dealing with a health challenge. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Dr. Susanne Abadian about toxic post-traumatic narratives. How trauma gets in the way, of us living our lives via storytelling and via narrative. We're currently living in a narrative that's being crafted for us. He who controls the narrative controls the world. The most important thing about our personal lives, the most important element in our personal lives and in our cultural lives is the story we're telling ourselves or the story we're being told. You want to understand the aspect, the idea of narratives and the idea of storytelling if you want to have an effective life, and you want to learn to control your own story, to make your own story. I've railed against the idea of authority pretty much my whole life. I grew up in the 1970s, and we were conditioned to question authority. That was the meme that was going on in the 1970s. Question authority. I've always had a skepticism about authority, especially health authorities. That's really what The Bright Side is about. It's about questioning health authorities. The word authority comes from the word author. An authority is somebody who writes your story for you. This is why you want to be very careful with authorities, especially health authorities. Unless you really want somebody to write your story for you. If you want to learn how to write your own story, if you like the idea of writing your own story, understand the idea of narrative and understand the idea of storytelling, and most importantly, understand the idea of authority, somebody being the author of your life. We'll talk to Dr. Susanne Abadian about the idea of toxic post-traumatic narratives. She calls them PTNs, post-traumatic narratives. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team if you want to start a Youngevity business and help change the world at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of our good health. And if you're an entrepreneur, that's even better. If you want to have a home-based business, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle where you are your own boss, where you are your own authority, your own financial authority, call 866-735-2470 for more info, or just click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, so we've been telling the story of enzymes. We've been telling the story of autoimmune diseases. We've been telling the story of the fundamental nature that carry of enzymes as carriers of the life force, Last program we talked about enzymes and autoimmune diseases, using digestive enzymes as supplements, and using digestive enzymes as part of our foods, as part of our diet, can help autoimmune patients in several ways. For one thing, digestive enzymes, particularly the digestive enzymes that break up proteins, the so-called proteases, can help prevent the leakage of peptides, of little chunks of protein, into the bloodstream. These peptides initiate immune reactions, which can ultimately show up as autoimmune diseases. And also, by using digestive enzyme supplements and by using foods that contain enzymes, that is, living foods, you can improve the digestive process, releasing amino acids that can help improve the immune system, the strength of the immune system, as well as natural enzymes. Your own biochemical enzymes are the end result of amino acids that are liberated in the stomach as a result of your digestive enzymes. It all kind of works together. Of course, digestive enzymes also have blood thinning properties. If you take them on an empty stomach, fibrinolysis, that means blood breaking up fibers, which can ultimately improve blood circulation. Proteases have been used to improve blood clots, to improve circulation, to improve the symptoms of edema, which is also caused by poorly circulating blood. Digestive enzymes have anti-inflammatory benefits. If you're taking a pain pill, if you're taking an opioid, or even just Tylenol or aspirin, using digestive enzymes in addition to your over-the-counter or prescription analgesic can provide synergistic relief. Digestive enzymes activate what was called the innate immune system. Innate means in birth. Nate for natal or birth. Innate is innate immunity. The innate immune system is something we're born with. It includes things like macrophages. You probably heard that term. Natural killer cells. As opposed to the adaptive immune system or the learnt immune system, which works with antibodies and learns to attack specific viruses or specific pathogens or specific bacteria, macrophages and natural killer cells, which we're born with, they don't have to learn anything. They just are general detoxifiers. They eliminate toxins. They eliminate debris. If you get a splinter, it's the innate immune system that will attack or remove the splinter. If you have if you get a fungal infection or even a bacterial or viral infection, the first part of the immune system that kicks in is this innate immune system. The innate immune system is activated by digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes have also been researched to as anti-cancer supplements to support something called tumor necrosis factor, or TNF. Dr. John Beard, who's a Scottish physician who wrote pretty extensively about using digestive enzymes for treating cancer in the early 1900s, and then his work was carried on by Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who recently passed away, actually a couple years ago, I think, or maybe a year ago he died. And both Dr. Gonzalez and Dr. Beard were big on using pancreatic enzymes for treating cancers. The pancreas is the source, is where most of the enzymes in our body are made, by the way. That's why pancreatic cancer is the most significant and the most deadly of all cancers, maybe aside from melanoma. Melanoma and pancreatic cancer are probably the two most deadly cancers. The pancreas contains, it manufactures enzymes, it contains enzymes, which, by the way, we all think of the pancreas as the gland that makes insulin. And if you're diabetic, you probably are aware of your pancreas. But did you know if your pancreas is stressed out from too much sugar, you're going to also have a problem? It's also likely that you'll have a problem making enzymes, which is one of the issues that folks have when they're diabetic or insulin resistant. So digestive enzymes have been researched for their anti-cancer properties. They support tumor necrosis factor as well as interleukins, which are also part of the innate immune system. Digestive enzymes are spectacular. This is why they've been used in Europe to treat various diseases for almost 60 years. Get the book Enzymes, the Fountain of Life by doctors D.A. Lopez, R.M. Williams, and K. Mielecki, M-I-E-H-L-K-E, I think you say his name. And it's a really neat little book. It's about 300 pages. It's really a small book, like a pocket paperback, but it's packed with information about how you can use digestive enzymes and enzymes in general for treating diseases. You can think of digestive enzymes as the manifestation, the biochemical manifestation of the life force. It's enzymes that turn dead food into living food. It's enzymes which turn dead food into living human beings, living bodies, living animals. Think about it. How do the foods we eat, which are no longer living for the most part, we very rarely eat living food, how does the foods we eat which are not living become animated bodies, bodies that have life in them? How do they do it? enzymes. It's enzymes that carry this life force. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this. 844-236-6010 is our number.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity, TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. All our lines are open. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010. We're going to talk to Dr. Susanne Abadian about toxic post-traumatic narratives.
at the bottom of the hour. I have been fascinated with the idea of storytelling and narration, especially the narration and storytelling that goes on inside our heads for many years. In fact, I think that's one of the major causes of our poor health is the stories we tell ourselves, or the stories we tell ourselves from others, or the stories we believe from others. What's going on in the world today is a mass story is being told. I want to tell a story on the bright side about how amazing the human body is. That's the story we tell on the bright side, is how powerful and resilient and healing the human body is. I think that's a much better story to tell ourselves. I like the story that says that we can craft our own lives. I like the story that says we can be our own authority. We can be our own authors. We can be our own health authorities. That's the story I want to tell. And that's the story of the bright side. But we have to understand the concept of story, the concept of narrative. A narrative is a story that's told in words. And when you think about it, everything that goes on in our life is interpreted by our brain in words. We call them thoughts. A thought is languaging in the brain. Thought is based on words. What would happen if we didn't have words? Would we be able to think if we didn't have words? Probably not. Thinking is related to the words that are put together, and the words that are put together form the story we tell. From the American Journal of Medicine, doctors say patients with serious diseases are dying from fear of COVID. How do you like that? People who, this is according to Dr. Joseph Albert, who's the editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Medicine, he says that more people are dying from heart and respiratory conditions, which don't usually lead to death, and which don't usually lead to death these days. Why? According to Dr. Joseph Albert, he says it has to do with fear. He says that patients with serious illness are avoiding doctors. They're scared. He says people are staying away from the medical model because of fear of COVID. According to Dr. Albert, quote, at times one-third of our internal medicine patients were receiving consultations. In the past, the usual situation involved no patient or one individual being considered for hospice. The answer is simple, declares Albert. Patients are avoiding the hospital as much as possible because they fear acquiring a lethal COVID infection on top of their chronic illness, unquote. Where does the fear come from? The fear comes from the story that everybody's being told at every turn. That alone should alert us to the suspicious nature of what's going on in the world today, because everywhere you turn, there's consensus. The story is a consensus story. There's no alternative viewpoints. Anybody dares to have an alternative viewpoint, they get censored. I've been censored myself. Because when somebody's telling a story, there cannot be alternative stories. Alternative stories will mess up the narrative. If somebody believes something else, so beliefs have to be controlled, and they're controlled by controlling the story, controlling the narrative. That's why I say, don't watch the news. Because the news is not there to inform us. It's there to tell us a story. We believe that we will be well informed if we listen to or watch the news or read the news. No, we're not going to be well informed. We're going to be listening to a story. We're going to buy into the story. The more you hear it, the more you tend to buy into it. What's your personal story? Do you have a personal story? Think about it. Aren't you the hero of your personal story? Doesn't this is the way the brain works. Isn't it true that we are the center of our world and everything happens to us? Think about how your life shows up. Isn't it like a story where you're the hero and everybody else is against you? Sartre, the famous philosopher of France, he said, hell is other people. And that's kind of an example of how the brain works. It sees us as the protagonist living in a world where everybody is kind of against us and we have to make our way through that world. That's how we live our lives. Of course we're going to be scared. Of course we're going to be sympathetically activated. Of course life is going to be difficult. Of course we're going to be depressed and anxious and have problems sleeping because we see ourselves as the hero or the star or the protagonist of a movie where everything is pitted against us and we have to slash our way through the jungle with a machete to try to survive. That's no way to live a life. How about if we make a better story? How about if we create a story where we're the hero of the story and we're a Superman? We're a superhero. And we can conquer our enemies with ease. Our enemies being metaphorical, of course. It's all about story. Anyway, we're going to talk to Dr. Susanna Bodian at the bottom of the hour about toxic post-traumatic narratives and we'll get your calls here for the next couple minutes if we have calls. All right, so we've been hearing a lot about nutritional supplementation for dealing with COVID. The latest news, this is from the University of Chicago Medicine, is especially focused on African Americans and involves vitamin D. African Americans, and not just African Americans, but folks who have dark skin, are notoriously deficient in vitamin D. That's because vitamin D is produced in the skin in response to the sun, and the more tan or darkening you have, the less likely it's going to be for the ultraviolet B rays, the UVB rays, to turn on vitamin D production. This is one of the reasons why African Americans tend to have higher rates of vitamin D deficiency diseases, diseases that are related to vitamin D deficiency, we'll say. Things like hypertension and prostate disease tend to occur more in African Americans than they do in Caucasians, largely because of this vitamin D deficiency issue. Well, it turns out that, according to researchers from the University of Chicago, this may also involve infections from COVID-19. According to a study, around 80% of COVID-19 patients, 80% of COVID-19 patients have vitamin D deficiency. Dr. David Meltzer, author of the study, says, quote, "These new results tell us that having vitamin D levels above those normally considered sufficient is associated with a decreased risk of testing positive for COVID-19, at least in black individuals." This is a study of 3,000 patients in Chicago where they had their vitamin D levels measured. And what they found was that if you had a vitamin C deficiency, you had a much higher chance of testing positive for COVID. Now, people want to supplement with vitamin D, and that's, you know, not necessarily a bad thing, but that's not the best way to get your vitamin D. The best way to get your vitamin D is from the sun, even if you have dark skin, even if you're an African American, although you probably would be wise to supplement or at least eat vitamin D-containing foods like fish, fish liver, fish skin, chicken skins. Vitamin D tends to accumulate in the skin of animals. So if you're eating fish to get your vitamin D, get it from the liver or from the skin, or you can always supplement with vitamin D. But by far, the best way to get your vitamin D, which, by the way, is a form of cholesterol, so if you're on a statin drug, you may want to be extra careful about getting your vitamin D, either from diet or supplements or from the sun. In any case, if you're concerned about COVID, vitamin D, supplementing with vitamin D or getting vitamin D from the sun is probably a good idea. In fact, if you're concerned about getting any viral infections, your main strategy is not wearing a mask or hiding in your home. Your main strategy should be taking care of your immune system. And, of course, the best way to do that is make sure you're not suppressing it with nasty food and making sure that you're supporting it with good nutritional supplements. Of course, the psychological elements of the immune system cannot be marginalized. And when we're sympathetic or when our stress system is activated, such as when we're dealing with a toxic post-traumatic narrative, your immune system will be suppressed. So lighten up, relax, meditate, understand how your brain works. These are all very important strategies for good health as well as for a strong, robust immune system. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, Dr. Susanne Abadian. Coming up next, we're going to talk about toxic post-traumatic narratives. Don't go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jury selection is complete in the high-profile murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. It took about 2 weeks to pick the jury to hear the case involving George Floyd. Opening statements are scheduled to begin on Monday. The Department of Justice has asked the Office of Professional Responsibility to review federal prosecutor Michael Sherwin's comments that sedition charges are likely in the criminal investigation into the Capitol riots. His comments to CBS 60 Minutes were the subject of an emergency meeting called by District Judge Amit Mehta on Tuesday. He said those kinds of statements in the media have the potential of affecting the jury pool. The CDC selected Walmart and Sam's Club to help administer COVID-19 vaccines in communities across the United States. With 5,000-plus pharmacy locations, the company can administer the vaccine in hard-to-reach parts of the country. Veteran actor George Segal, who was nominated for an Oscar in 1966's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, died on Tuesday. He was 87. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Food City Dirt Race marks the 121st Cup race hosted by Bristol Motor Speedway in the series history. Sunday's race will be the first Cup race in history hosted at the Las Gray Coliseum. The last Cup race on dirt was in 1970 at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in Raleigh, North Carolina, where Richard Petty won. Driver Martin Truex Jr. was asked by Motor Racing Network if he's looking forward to the challenge of racing on dirt at Bristol.
You know, I thought it would, James and I talked about maybe trying to get in a modified or something at Bristol, but, you know, at the end of the day, we just felt like it was going to be so different than running, you know, a truck or a cup car. You know, I feel like all the other vehicles that race on dirt are so different. So, you know, we felt like this was the best way to go. And, you know, honestly, I think if you look at the field, there's, you know, a small handful of guys that have a lot of dirt experience and are, you know, very talented, obviously, on dirt. But I think for the most part, most of the field is going to be trying to figure it out. So it's going to be interesting for sure. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, trying to figure it out and doing something different. It's always fun to learn new things.
Sunday's race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. George Segal, the prolific actor with a career that spanned more than six decades, has died at the age of 87, his wife said Tuesday. Sony Pictures Television released a statement upon Segal's passing, stating, "We are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of George Segal. He was a true icon and legend in this business and an integral part of our Sony family." End quote. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive pages at benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up, as well as brightsideben.com. We have search engines on both our archive pages, as well as 11-plus years of daily health information, all archived with a search engine. If you miss a program or you want to review a program, you can go to brightsideben.com or benfuchsarchives.com. You can purchase Longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with acne and psoriasis and eczema to prevent post-surgical scarring, and also for healing burns and wounds and various skin traumas. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicon, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our true skin health products, which are indeed skin health products, because beauty is health. And a skin beauty product needs to be a skin health product if it's going to work. And that's indeed what happens with true skin health products. They work. And that's why we have 1,700 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com. Truthreviewed with a D. Truthreviewed.com for our true skin health product reviews. And truthtreatments with an S.com if you want to purchase any of our truth skin health products. All right. I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Suzanne Abadian is a teacher and a consultant, and she lectures on leadership and innovation and cultural change. She specializes in something called toxic post-traumatic narratives, which I think is quite fascinating. I've been fascinated with the idea of stories and narratives for many years. Mayor Rothschild famously said, "Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws. But I say, give me control of a nation's narrative, a nation's story, and doesn't matter what the laws are." And that's true not just about nations and cultures, but it's true about us as individually. Control your story, and you control your life. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Dr. Suzanne Abadian. Hey, Dr. Suzanne.
Hey there, Ben. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And
yes.
Really, really happy to be here today.
Yes, very nice to talk to you as well. Man, the world is going crazy, and it's very difficult to get a handle on what's happening. But if you understand the concept of narrative and the concept of story, things become a little clearer. Talk to us a little bit about toxic post-traumatic narratives. I love that term. And how that relates to what's going on in the world today.
Well, yes, and I really appreciate your drawing attention to narratives. I think that is a really important concept. You know, when we talk about trauma, a lot of us get preoccupied with other things. You know, epigenetics, for example,
yeah,
has become a really hot topic. But the idea of narratives, you know, I come from also, I'm an economist, a political scientist, as well as an anthropologist. So I've come from disciplines other than just working with individuals. So I'm really interested in how trauma affects cultures and whole large groups of people, and affects economies and our politics. And so not just at the individual level. That's why I'm really fascinated by narratives, because I see that narratives not only distort things on an individual level, but they distort things on a collective level, and they can get transmitted over generations. So that's a mechanism by which trauma gets transmitted over generations, is that certain, what I call these trauma narratives, post-traumatic narratives, subtext, really. And we can talk about different kinds. You know, I have a paper that you read about two different kinds of toxic narratives that tend to generate more trauma in the future, in the present and future, and how these can get institutionalized. So that's also really fascinating. I mean, it's painful, but fascinating. They become, you know, embedded in cultural practices, in institutions like the way we educate our children, the way we recount history, even our religions, how we interpret religion is a big way in which trauma narratives get embedded and then transmitted over generations and then recreate trauma into the future.
Do you think religions and other institutions utilize traumatic narratives for control?
I think that perhaps there are elements in, definitely there are people who do use it for that purpose. But I think we also get into a kind of a rut where we just get, we just think that's what the truth is. I'm sure people are using these things for control. But here's the thing. I don't think it's useful to focus on that, right? It disempowers us to think in terms of conspiracy theories. I do think that there are, you know, people who have nefarious intentions. But to focus on that is not useful, right? Because we can't change that. But we can change, as we understand it, we can then change ourselves and not become susceptible to these manipulations and influences. So that's what we got to focus on.
I 100% agree. So even just understanding the concept of narratives, that there's this thing called a narrative, can start to give you a little an ability to control your how you relate to a narrative that's being told to you. Because we have to repeat the narrative in our own brains. If a narrative doesn't work, if somebody's trying to control a narrative, it doesn't work unless you repeat it in your own brain, correct?
Exactly. And you're 100% correct that we become more empowered as we understand what these stories tend to be, and as we become more aware, we can we can also become aware of our reactions and responses to those stories. And once we become aware, we can we have more choice in how we respond, and so then we can we don't have to be at the mercy of these narratives and choose differently.
Do you think our brain is hardwired to see the world as a story or to interpret the world through narrative?
Hardwired. I think we're hardwired to be focused on certain kinds of stories over others. You know, our primitive brain, anyway, it's hardwired to notice these fearful stories because that's what's kept us safe in the past. But, you know, we're in an age where we don't have to be focused. We don't have the saber-toothed tiger down the road. I mean, we can actually be less cognizant. But, you know, so the more we are in our primitive brain, the more fear, we're attracted to the fearful narratives. So I think we're hardwired to be drawn to certain kinds of narratives.
Is it possible to not see the world through narrative, or is it that we have to create a positive narrative?
That's a really good story. I see what you were trying to get at, which is really good, which is I think it is possible to step out of story, but I think it's at a very enlightened stage. I think the best thing that many of us can do, which would be incredible, would be to, first of all, become aware of the stories that we're caught in, to choose differently towards a more generative story, and then, you know, at some level we can step out of story, which means being so present in the moment. We're not in story, not in story of the past, not in story of the future, just present. Because in the present we're reporters of the experience, we're not in story about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. But is there an element of laziness that's involved in not doing that? Is it easier just to listen to somebody else's story than to try to tell your own?
Absolutely. I mean, we're all, laziness is one way to describe it.
Well, the economical. We'll say the brain is economical. It doesn't want to expend.
Exactly.
Right? So lazy is a little negative.
Exactly. It's more, it's trying to be efficient. Is a way to put it. And efficient means that, we tend to, trust our authority figures, whether they're our parents or people we respect or trust. And so efficiently we'll listen to their narrative.
Yeah, yeah. Authority, Dr. Abadian, authority is author. It's like we're listening to somebody else tell their story. They're writing a story when they're an authority.
That's right.
That's kind of how I look at the idea of authority, and I've always been troubled by that. Hang on to that thought. We've got to take a commercial break. Dr. Susanna Abadian is with us. We're talking about toxic post-traumatic narratives. More with Dr. Abadian on Bright Side right after this.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Susanne Abadian about trauma and story and narrative. And I want to talk a little bit, Dr. Abadian, about the relationship between individual trauma and cultural trauma and how that shows up in how we live our lives in a disempowering way and what we can do about it to empower ourselves.
Well, you know, in collective trauma, there's a lot of different kinds of even collective trauma. But I've done, so you can have individuals who are traumatized by an event or an experience, or they may be chronically traumatized, like in childhood, by neglect or abuse. So even at the individual level, there are different kinds of traumas. There's short-term, there's long-term, chronic. They have different impact influences. And on the collective level, you can also have collective traumas that are one-time events, like a natural disaster. Or you can have chronic, long-term generational trauma. You can have war. You can have colonization, like Native Americans. The kinds of traumas they experience is quite different than kind of a tsunami hitting a community, right? So, so there are different kinds of traumas. Now, this whole issue of narratives that that I came up with was really looking at both at the individual and the collective level. That you know, on an individual level, when you've had trauma, and especially if the trauma has been longer lasting, people can come out of those experiences with growth. So, you know, this concept of post-traumatic growth. Not all traumas are, you know, have horrific outcomes in the end. You can also, I mean, you may have experienced loss forever, but you can also grow from it. So there's post-traumatic growth. You can have generative narratives that come out of trauma. So the traumas that are not healed or are not resolved in a positive fashion, those are what I, you know, those, the outcomes of those are what I term the toxic post-traumatic narratives. The toxic post-traumatic, I'm sorry, may I continue or did you want to?
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say that toxic post-traumatic narratives tend to be of two kinds, from what I've observed. They tend, the way I've distinguished them, they tend to be a disempowered variety, and this is what we mostly associate with trauma. We tend to associate trauma with disempowerment, with, you know, for example, the narratives, you know, reflect the sense of being seriously flawed, damaged, unloved, unlovable, unworthy, alone, isolated, lacking in support, helpless, you know, unsafe. So those are the disempowered toxic narratives, post-traumatic narratives. But there's another variety of toxic post-traumatic narratives that we don't tend to focus on, and those are the falsely, what I call falsely empowered post-traumatic narratives. And those are also an outcome of trauma. And those are grandiose, entitled, irresponsible, you know, blaming, preoccupied with settling scores, getting revenge. You know, they're condemning of others, judgmental, disdainful, righteously indignant. I mean, so that there's a whole second category, not just the disempowered, but the falsely empowered toxic post-traumatic narratives.
No, I'm sorry. I want to hear Jeff say.
No, I was going to say that the thing is these narratives on an so for example, let me give you an example. A child who is a little boy who might be being beaten as a child by his father is being communicated, two messages are being communicated to that child at the same time. One is, of course, that you know, you're a child and I can do whatever I want with you, and I, you know, but so it's a disempowered narrative that's being transmitted. But also there's a falsely empowered narrative being transmitted at the same time. Basically, and by the way, when you get to be a grown man like me, you too can do the same thing to other people.
Uh-huh.
So that's how it's transmitted on an individual level through generations. So it's both the disempowered and the falsely empowered in this case. But at a collective level, you know, we can see both disempowered and falsely empowered narratives in many arenas. Let's just let's look at religion. You know,
I hate to
bring this topic up on, but
where
do we see it? Let me ask you, where do you see it in religion? Where's the disempowered narrative? Where's the falsely empowered narrative in the religious interpretation?
It's huge. God, you can't do anything unless this higher power does it for you somehow. You have to give it up to some higher power. That's one of the major things. And that higher power has to be mediated, or communicating with that higher power has to be mediated through some other lower power source, like a priestocracy of some kind. That's how religion thrives, is by telling a disempowering narrative, don't you think?
Well, and by the way, I'm not against religion in a healthy form. There's a lot that's beautiful. There's a lot of generative narratives. But what I would like religions, all religions, to do is to become much more responsible and look at their narratives and see where the toxic ones are and weed them out, reinterpret them. Because everything from we are sinful. You know, there are religions that
original
don't believe
sin.
That, by the way. That's a story, that we are born sinful. That is a disempowered, toxic narrative.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, we have to, we're helpless and require saving.
That's
another disempowered level, right? And a falsely empowered narrative would be that there's one way to God, and we have the one best or last or only or one true path to the divine.
Yeah.
That is a falsely empowered narrative, this triumphalist notion. These are, for example, two forms of toxic narratives.
I see that as a distinction between spirituality and religion. People always say, you hear them say, I'm spiritual, I'm not religious. But what I hear them saying is that they're not telling themselves a disempowering story about the mystery, if you will, about the numinous. If you're not telling yourself a disempowering story, you're spiritual. If you're telling yourself a disempowering story, you're religious. Does that make sense?
Or a falsely empowered story. Or falsely empowered.
Right.
Thinking you have the one way to go to God. God is one way.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that is one way to say it. But there are a lot of, I mean, I think there are religious people who aren't fundamentalists, meaning that they don't think that the word written in the Bible, which I think had, or any of these religions, which has, again, beauty in them, but they don't see the word as they see the essence, basically the beauty.
And they're spiritual,
essence.
So not religious. Then they're spiritual,
well, they
not religious.
They might consider themselves religious. I mean, I don't think it's necessary. I've seen many beautiful religious people who reinterpret, I have a Sufi master who's a beloved, you know, brother and that I respect so much. And you know, he's in the Islamic tradition, but his interpretation is neither disempowering or falsely empowering. So he's reinterpreted the stuff in such a view that he would say he's religious, right? So So there are religious folk who aren't fundamentalists, who don't think this one interpretation is the only interpretation of their faith, is how I would put it. But
where does meditation come into the picture as far as determining your narrative, or at least watching your narrative or your story?
I think meditation can be incredibly helpful. And mindfulness, what we call mindfulness, I don't like the term mindfulness, but mindfulness, because it's about becoming aware. So awareness is the first step. Yeah, your story, that you're caught in a story, you know, and it's just a story, that there's no truth to your story.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the thing that's terrifying about stories, I mean, I think the reason why I'm focusing on them, the reason I think you're instinctively focusing on it, too, is we know that stories are self-fulfilling, that what we believe filters reality.
Yeah.
And we create reality based on what we believe. And so these stories are our belief systems, right? So there's nothing necessarily true about these beliefs. If we believe the world is dangerous, we end up recreating a dangerous world. I mean, not that there isn't danger in the world. It's just that it's extreme. These narratives, these post-traumatic narratives, take things to the extreme. That's the problem. It's not that things aren't broken. It's not that things aren't dangerous. It's not that, you know, people, it's just that it's not the way all the time. There are other possibilities, and we have to stay open to the possibilities out there that can change reality.
I love that. We got about a minute. I want to ask you this question here, and we only have a minute. I know it's a very short time. Is everything a story and nothing true?
I think that's a great question.
Isn't it a good question? Yeah.
Depends on which reality we're in. But I think on a certain reality, it's all a story. But on where we are now, most of us, it's not all a story. There are truths. You know, there are truths.
Is that a story? I don't know. I think that might be a story.
That's a story, too. That's a story. But
that's what I'm saying. There's no getting out of it.
You know, I've written my own story about my own realizations around exactly what you're talking about in my own book. So I have this book called Free Me to Love that's forthcoming. And I talk about my own journey through exactly this question that you're asking.
Yeah, that's a great story. You know, that's a great idea. But I don't see how you can get out of it. And that's what I was asking you earlier. Is the brain just wired to see things as a story, and then we can't get out of it? And it seems to me like it is. There's no other way to see it.
Yeah, so we get to choose, though. We get to choose.
Yes. That's where the power comes in.
But
absolutely.
We're not just our brains and our physical reality.
That's
when we're
true.
Out of our physical reality, we are out of stories. And once, as we're in physical reality, we are in story. And there is truth. You know what I mean?
Like that
so
story.
Levels of reality.
I like that story.
That's great.
Dr. Abadian, that was great. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side.
Thank you,
Appreciate it.
Doctor,
have a great day. Good to talk to you. SusanAbadian.com. That's the website. Susan, S-O-U-S-A-N, Abadian, A-B-A-D-I-N, SusanAbadian.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.